For my single people out there, I have a question. Would you date your colleague? Yes or no? And even if it's yes or even if it's no, you should listen to this episode. But before we get into it, you guys know I have to do commercial time. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll, please? Good morning, Instagram. And of course, good morning to the TikTok, You Don't Stop. And good morning to all my beautiful podcast listeners out there. Like, you guys really rock. Like, the numbers be going crazy. I'm not even going to lie. Y'all make me feel so good about myself. And I just can't thank you enough for that. And if you're watching me on YouTube, hey, YouTube. And yes, today we are doing a dating series because you guys know I love my little dating series that I have with you guys. Well, you loved it first and then made me love it. So we just love it together. And today I will be talking about, for my single people out there, dating your colleagues, aka coworkers, aka the red zone. All right, first, I'm gonna start this off with just literally what I'm gonna explain it. It could go bad, it could go good. It could be 50-50, okay? And for all the people that could see me right now, if it looked like I got a knot on my head, I definitely do it from my scarf, so just ignore that. But it's like really bothering me because it's like a dent and greased. So yeah, just had to put that disclaimer out there. And yes, dating colleagues. I am speaking from experiente, okay? Experiente. And, whew, it didn't go good for me. Just because it didn't go good for me don't mean it can't go good for you. I'm not one of those people where I'm just like, no, don't do it, because I'm pushing my experience onto you. Everybody's experience will be different. I'm very open and aware of that. But I will never let you go into a dark room without letting you know that room is dark, okay? The lights is off. So this is me telling you the room is dark, okay? Now, I know that y'all may look at it like I got a little work bull, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's lit. Like I said, I've been there. And it's just a lit thing. I can get you more excited to go to work. It make work more fun. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a little boo, you got a little crush now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just more fun. It's exciting. But depending on your age, you got to let it go. Like, that excitement, that rush that you get, it's after a certain age, it's just like, all right, like, what else we got here? Like, are we growing? Are we doing anything? And remember, my dating series is for people who are dating with attentions. Like, if you're sitting here and you're trying to get married, you're trying to be in a serious relationship, whatever your dating goal may be, don't entertain it. Like, don't, unless, like, literally, because I know people and I met people that literally found their husband and wife at work. Shout outs to them. I'm not knocking it at all, but what I am saying is you have to think about, what if this don't work? Now that I can tell you what's gonna happen. You're gonna be so uncomfortable. You're going to be, even if you guys like ended on good terms, which do people do that anymore? Like, you know, literally, like, I'm not even trying to be funny, like, because like whatever happens to just end it on good terms. Like, why do we have to end on negative, hateful terms? Like, can we just like be cordial? We don't have to be friends, because I'm a big believer in not being friends with your exes. Like, that's one of my rules, because I'm not coming to nobody with baggage. Okay. So we don't have to be friends, but like, can we just coexist like in the same room? And that is very hard, depending on, one, how much you like this person, how serious the relationship was that you had with this person. So depending on that, listen, it could go one way or another. And I like to hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. So I want you to hope that it never happens, it never ends. You guys get married, this is your happily ever after. But I also want you to be prepared for, what if this don't work? You know, and I feel like those conversations need to be talked about from the very beginning. Yes, people can switch up on you, but when you have a contract that you're literally presenting to someone and they switch up on you, you could always refer back to that contract. You know what I'm saying? So if you switch up on them, then listen, anyway, have that conversation. That's my advice. If you want to go through with it, have that conversation with the person. Let them know, like, listen, like, this could be very messy. This is my place to work. This is how I pay my bills. This is, like, my, this is what I use to provide for my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't want negativity in my work environment. Our work environment is very important, and I have an episode on that also, the importance of work environment. But I don't go into, like, the dating area. I go into, like, literally, like, when you just can't stand your coworkers or the just environment is so toxic and it's just annoying. That episode focuses more on, you know what I'm saying? This episode is focusing more on dating and your work environment. But being in an uncomfortable work environment is something that's very serious. And you have to ask yourself, what happens if this does not work out? Like, you have to ask yourself this, because remember, this is how we pay our bills, okay? And there's so much going on in the world right now that it's just, like, you don't want to be put in a situation to where you feel like you have to quit your job because you're so uncomfortable. So, and this is women and men, not just women, women or men. But I can tell you right now from experience, when it does happen, because I had two experiences. One of them ended horribly. Like, no, I'm not gonna lie. No, like, because, like, I be telling y'all, like, I was a different person, and I'm so proud of the person I am today. But, like, I was on my, come outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just come outside. Like, just come outside. Because it's just, it could be toxic. People could be in your business. Like, it really just all depends on the situation. If you guys are able to, like, literally just make it between y'all and only y'all know and the other coworkers don't know, I feel like that's more healthy versus when you get other coworkers in your business, because then everyone want to be in your business. It's just annoying. It's very annoying, and it could turn into toxic. But then I had an experience where it wasn't toxic. It was just uncomfortable. Like, literally, like, it wasn't toxic. Like, we could coexist. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, you know, keep it right there. And that's about it. But it's like, it still is uncomfortable. Like, so it's like, either you ready to punch somebody in the face. In my experience, I'm talking about my experience, not yours. You already punch somebody in the face, or, like, you just don't feel comfortable in that environment anymore and you just want to get away. So that's my two experiences. And I'm not going to lie, my mother always used to say, don't shit where you sleep. Woo! Tell you, that woman, I wish she was here today so, like, I could bring her on a pod. Honestly, she probably, we would both be running this podcast and y'all would be weak at us. Like, it would be so entertaining because her wisdom was phenomenal, okay? She been telling me this since I first started working in my career, and I was, like, when I was 21, I started working in my career, and she been telling me, don't, but even if, like, even, like, when I was a teenager, she was very strict on, like, stop talking to guys in your neighborhood. Don't talk to guys in your neighborhood because you're shitting where you sleep. I'm sorry to curse, but that's literally what she told me. So I'm just like, you know, you gotta, like, say how they said it. So, like, it could hit you. It could hit you the way it hit me when she said it. So I'm sorry. But anyway, it could go bad. It could go good. I done heard stories where people done found their wife or their husband, and it is a beautiful thing, and they are able to coexist in their work environment together. And you have to ask yourself. You got to ask them. Because if I don't. No, but on a serious note, guys, listen. I'm not here to knock the hustle. You know what I'm saying? Listen, dating sucks. Okay? Dating sucks. So if you feel like this colleague of yours is a good potential, go for it, baby. Life is short. I'm really the type of person, and I want to make an episode on this. I'm the type of person, I don't want to wonder what if. I want to know. I'm like, that's just me. That's just how I am. Like, I don't like to wonder what if. I want to know. So it could be a story instead of a thought. But yes, with that being said, guys, do you, but be cautious of the consequences that may come to when you decide to pursue your colleague or not, okay? Read the room. Present that contract in the beginning. Present the contract. Let them know. let them know, listen, this don't work out, or, you know, I usually don't do this, I'm professional, yada, yada, however you want to word it, you know what I'm saying? If you need help wording it, DM me, because one thing I love about my Instagram fam, I really love y'all, because we be at the DMs, and we just be chatting it up, like, y'all be just be telling me stuff, and I just really just appreciate y'all for appreciating me, and just, like, really honoring and respecting my opinion. Like, that really means a lot to me. But listen, do you, you know, if you want to take that risk, but just be prepared for the consequences that may come with it and live your life. But yes, if you made it to this part of the episode, I love you. And if you didn't, it's okay. You probably still tuned in, and you probably talking to one of your colleagues, and I probably triggered you. That's why you turned out, you know, you tuned out, but it's okay, because hopefully you come back to this episode. I don't know. I'm in a sleepy mood today. And shout outs to everybody who participated in the monthly giveaways. I have changed the platform. I will be doing the monthly giveaways on Instagram. It's still the same thing. You have to subscribe to my email listing at www.imstacyp.com. But I will be posting a video once a month. And the people that comment on the video, and you have to be subscribed to my email list, will be the winners. So once again, I appreciate you guys so much for supporting me. This is my way of saying thank you, even though I say thank you on every episode. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys on my next episode.